Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works. The Daily Stoic is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. One of the cool things about podcasts is that you can multitask while you're listening, but depending on what you're doing right now, like for instance, if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you could be doing. You could be getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $700 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 29 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $698 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Before you go anywhere, remember this. The people on your flight tomorrow will be slow and rude. They will recline their seat on you. They will clog the aisles. They will watch videos on their phone without earbuds in. They will fight you for the armrests, even though they obviously belong to the person in the middle seat. They will take too long in the bathroom. They will take forever to deplane. They will not care that you have a connection to make. Worse, they may not even wear a mask. They will do all these things and more. Do you understand that? No amount of frustrated muttering, anxiety, impatient, and dirty looks will fix it. It's just how it is. Why are they like this? They are like this because they are flawed people, because they don't fly as much as you, because they are dealing with their own anxiety and worries, because maybe they have had a nightmare of a trip so far, because they have their own connection to make. They are like this because they can't tell good from evil, Marcus Aurelius would say of rude people in his own time, because they don't know any better, because they haven't had the training or the awakening that you have had. We can't let this get to us. We can't let them implicate us in ugliness. To feel anger at someone, Marcus Aurelius wrote, is to turn your back on him, and this is unnatural. It's also beneath you. It's a sign that you haven't properly prepared yourself for the experience that was and remains quite predictable. Flying is a pain. Being trapped in a thin metal tube with a diverse collection of humanity under stressful conditions, it's not going to be fun. It's not going to bring out the best in people. You can't control that. You can, however, control whether it brings out the worst in you. Righteousness is beautiful. This is today's entry in the Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living by yours truly. Then what makes a beautiful human being? Isn't it the presence of human excellence? Young man, if you wish to be beautiful, then work diligently at human excellence. And what is that? Observe those whom praise you without prejudice, the just or the unjust, the just, the even-tempered or the undisciplined, the even-tempered, the self-controlled or the uncontrolled, the self-controlled. In making yourself that kind of person, you will become beautiful. To the extent you ignore these qualities, you will be ugly, even if you use every trick in the book to appear beautiful. That's from Epictetus's Discourses 3:1. Contemporary notions of beauty are ridiculous. Our standards for what's attractive are incredibly unstoic. In what we prize and extol, things people have almost no control over. High cheekbones, complexion, height, piercing eyes. Is it really beautiful to win the genetic lottery? Or should beauty be contingent on the choices, actions, and attributes we develop? An even keel, a sense of justice, a commitment to duty. These are beautiful traits, and they go much deeper than appearances. Today, you can choose to be without prejudice, to act with justice, to keep an even keel, to be in control of yourself. even when that means dedication and sacrifice. And if that's not beautiful, what is? And I think if we really summarize what Epictetus is saying, he's like, beautiful people make beautiful choices, or that beautiful choices make beautiful people. We tend to get so obsessed with superficial things, but we know that beneath that superficiality, because we see this in people, there's a real ugliness. Or as Gertrude Stein says, there's no there. Underneath, there's nothing there. What we admire, what we should be striving for, what makes us truly attractive are those other traits, that other work that we do, right? It's the whole of one's personality, the whole of one's set of standards, the whole of the decisions and actions that you take in your life. So again, it's easy to look in the mirror and, or to look at someone from across the room and, you know, sort of make a snap judgment. They're ugly, I'm beautiful, I'm ugly, they're beautiful. But the truth is the picture is fuller than that. And the Stoics would say unless it's in our control, there's not really anything to admire. The fact that this person was born to a great name, they would say, is far less impressive than the fact that you turned your ordinary name into a great one by the actions that you took, by living with those four virtues of courage, justice, temperance, and wisdom. Beautiful choices, that's what makes a beautiful person. You have to remember that. You have to believe that. It's the whole philosophy right there, right? In that way, Epictetus is just as great as Marcus Aurelius, despite one having a very glamorous position and the other not. And I would argue that Epictetus is far greater as a slave and does far more for the world and lives a more beautiful life than many, many, many rich, beautiful Romans whom we've forgotten or even those that we have remembered, right? Cato is ultimately greater than Caesar because of the more beautiful, temperate, virtue-driven decisions that he makes. Make beautiful choices. You will be beautiful. It's as simple as that. Thanks so much for listening. If you could leave a review for the podcast, we'd really appreciate it. The reviews make a difference. And of course, every nice review from a nice person helps balance out the crazy people who get triggered and angry anytime we say something they disagree with. So if you could rate this podcast and leave a review on iTunes, that would mean so much to us and it would really help the show. We appreciate it. And I'll see you next episode. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Okay, so if you had a time machine, how far in time would you need to go back to be a dominant basketball player of that era?
I need to go to when Bob Cousy was playing.
In the plumber days?
27-year-old Shea would give Bob Cousy the f***ing business. He's not guarding me.
Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano, and we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the best.
Each week, Shea and I are combing through all of the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling ones, and then handing out six pop culture-themed trophies for six basketball-related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some But You Just Lost One trophy. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Six Trophies ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.